And our catechism question for this morning is question 68. Question 68, and just really following on from our series in the Ten Commandments, and then a number of questions dealing with the degrees of sin and what every sin deserves. And now, a very important question. How may we escape his wrath and curse due to us for sin? The Bible makes it clear that there is a due wrath for our sins, a due punishment for our sins. So if that's the case, if it is the case that God will punish this world and will punish sin, a very important question to ask is, how can we escape it? And the answer given to escape the wrath and curse of God due to us for sin, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have in this first part of the answer this word, this imperative. We must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The idea here is that there is only one way of escaping the wrath and curse of God. There's only one solution. There's only one way of not coming under God's wrath, and that is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet that's what people will not do. That's what people refuse to do. In one sense, so simple, and yet it's what people avoid. Now, what does it mean to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? It means to trust him and to accept all that he is and all that he has done. It means a forsaking of self. It means not trusting in me, not trusting in what I have done, not trusting in my efforts, but trusting wholly and completely in the Lord Jesus Christ. It means to have faith. We call ourselves believers, and we don't call ourselves faithers. They're the same word. It's just, obviously we can't call ourselves faithers. We're believers. But believers are ones who have faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice also in this part of the answer, it says, to escape the wrath and curse of God due to us. Now, many people have a problem with that, don't they? Many people have a problem with the idea that it is due, that I deserve the wrath and curse of God. They have a problem with that because they don't really believe they're that bad. Yes, they think they've made mistakes. Yes, they think they've done maybe some, you know, bad things. But they don't think it's bad enough to come under the wrath and curse of God. The Bible makes it clear that it's only those who agree with God on this that will have faith in the Lord Jesus. It's only when I believe that the wrath and curse of God is my just reward, is what is due to me, that I will flee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hence we read in John 3 and verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Then we have this definition, trusting alone to his blood. Now, when we say blood, we're not saying that we trust in the physical substance that flowed through the body of the Lord Jesus. When we say trusting alone in his blood, it is another way of saying we trust in his death. We trust in his sacrifice. We trust in the fact that, as has been said, that his blood was spilled and shed for my sins. As we have said many times before, The physical blood of Christ was no different than ours. But it's the fact that it was shed for our sins. And we trust alone in that. And we have the idea here in this part of the answer, trusting in the death of Christ and trusting in the life of Christ or the righteousness of Christ. In other words, Jesus lived a perfect life in my place. But he also died in my place. This is what theologians have called the active obedience and the passive obedience of Christ. He actively lived a righteous life in my place. And he passively, if it's right to use that word, he passively went and was taken by men to the cross for my sins. But then, thirdly, it stresses that this faith, as someone has said, the faith that is in God is not alone. This faith is attended by repentance for the past and leads to holiness in the future. So therefore we don't believe in a faith that has no works. We don't believe in that. We don't believe in a faith that is empty. We don't believe in a faith that does not produce obedience. We believe in a faith that is attended by or comes with repentance for the past and leads to holiness in the future. So Acts 20 verse 21 says, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. We can't have one without the other. If I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I will repent. And I can only truly repent when I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, how may we escape his wrath and curse due to us for sin? To escape the wrath and curse of God due to us for sin, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting alone to his blood and righteousness. This faith is attended by repentance for the past and leads to holiness in the future.